So we heard this family secret.
When we first started dating, long story short, I didn't think he was completely over his ex. I really don't believe he had gotten over her totally.
Oh.
The other night, I went out drinking with my friends, and I came home drunk, and I was about to get into bed, and I saw his phone light up. I looked at it, and I saw it was a Facebook message from his ex-girlfriend, so I read it. And it went on and on about how sorry she was, and she was still in love with him, and she needs to see him in person. And that just, I was so upset.
Yeah.
And I just deleted the message, and I blocked her. And he has no idea.
Now, you think it could have been you.
It totally struck a chord with me. I totally recognized what she was saying.
Seriously?
Yeah. I looked on my Facebook. And sure enough, my ex-girlfriend was blocked, and I didn't block her. I don't know how she was blocked. And the weird thing is like I'm 100,000% over my ex.
Okay.
But to be honest, now I don't think I really trust my current girlfriend. Like, if I had seen the message, you know, before she did, I would have told her about it and told her she had nothing to worry about. But she must have seen this message from my ex and totally blocked her. Was like behind my back, and now I'm kind of pissed off about it, to be honest with you. Like, I'm mad, I'm hurt. Like, it kind of is terrible that she would do this to me, you know? Like, I kind of don't know what to do now.
Are you going to confront her, or have you?
I haven't, and that's kind of why I called, because I kind of wanted to get, you know, you guys heard the story, and I kind of wanted to get your two cents on, you know, whether I should confront her or whether I should, you know, just stay quiet about it. Or I don't like having people make decisions for me. And that's, you know, blocking this ex, regardless of whether I'm over her or not, is a decision that either I should have been discussed with me, or that I should have been allowed to make.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you need to have a conversation. That's awkward.
That's super awkward.
If I'm in his shoes, absolutely. I'd be like, why are you doing that? There's a serious lack of trust.
Yeah, okay. I don't like playing the "but she was drunk" card, but
right. She
was drunk. Does that make any sort of difference?
If I was her and I would have woke up the next day, I would have been like, hey, I was drunk, but this is what I did, and I'm just upset about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, I would have come clean about
it. Well, now it's all awkward taco because...
because it's on the radio.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Because she hasn't admitted it, and he now
and
knows
now
about
knows.
It. So, something. There has to be a discussion, whoever starts it.
I would imagine there will be now.
Yeah. If she's still listening, I would say to her, fess up.
Yeah.
It's better for you if you fess up now.
If she's never done something like that before, though, I might be like, okay.
Well.
Yeah, if this is just a one-time drunk.
But how does he know that?
It's all very awkward.
Again, we have six listeners. So if these
six
two
and a half,
are
Kelly.
Two of them, then there are four other people listening. So.
Six and a half.
Six and a half? Great.
Yeah. We have a good way of...
Okay.
Hey, we're just going to stand over here. Let us know how that works out.
Hey, how about that weather, Brian Good?
Baby powder!